My pet, are you ready for a night with your gorgeous, erotic, hypnotic goddess Desiree? You had better be. Because you see, when you act as my pet, I get pleasure. And you do want to pleasure your goddess, don't you, pet? Good.
Relax.
I'm going to count down.
Deeper.
And as I do,
relaxing,
you will begin to fall deeper,
deeper
and deeper.
Deeply.
And deeper.
Relaxing.
Into the deepest and darkest trance you have ever been in. And you will do this because you want to pleasure me. You need to pleasure me. 10. Breathing deeply in and out. You are falling ever so slowly now.
Sink.
You can feel your toes and fingers totally relax,
sinking,
and grow heavy. You feel the weight slowly move up into the palms of your hands and down to the soles of your
feet.
Pure relaxation rushing through them. 9. You begin to feel the heavy sensation in your legs and arms. Slowly, you feel them sink lower,
deeper,
and lower, and lower into bliss. 8. The weight moves up into your thighs. First your inner thighs, then slowly through to your outer thighs. You can feel that your legs are becoming almost impossible to move as you listen to my sexy, seductive, erotic, hypnotic voice. The power of my voice totally controlling you. 7. You can feel the heavy sensation moving up to your arms and into your shoulders.
Relax.
You are becoming so very heavy. You can feel your arms and legs sinking into the abyss below you. You begin to feel very tired as you fall deeper and deeper and deeper into this wonderful, wondrous trance.
Falling.
6.
Deeper.
You feel my powerful words spread the heaviness into your chest, slowly moving its way towards the very center of your body. You feel totally relaxed and content.
Sink.
5.
Sinking.
Feel the wave of weight run into your stomach.
Sinking.
Feel the total bliss of my voice. Feel the wonderful powers of my voice. You are falling deeper and deeper and deeper than you have ever been before. 4. Feel the heaviness work its way through your genitals.
First your balls,
relax.
Then slowly
up your shaft,
deep
as you feel
relaxing.
My words and voice
deeper.
Running up your deeper. Shaft,
relax.
You realize that my words and erotic, hypnotic voice are so very, very arousing. My words and voice
delicious.
Creeping and dancing deliciously into your ears, mind, and body.
Delicious.
In and out. Out and in. In and out. Making you feel so wonderfully relaxed and entranced.
Relax.
And you can't help
deeper.
But become totally
relaxing.
Erect
deeper.
For your goddess.
Deeply.
Three.
Relaxing.
Feel the heaviness run through your neck to the base of your skull. You keep falling deeper and deeper and deeper. You are deeper than ever before, and
fall
yet you still fall
deeper,
deeper,
falling
and deeper,
deeper
and deeper,
deep
into total bliss at the power of my sexy, seductive, erotic, hypnotic voice. Two, feel the sensation run over the back of your head and over the top of your skull. You feel it coming around to your face. You feel the waves running through to your eyes as your lids become too heavy to lift. One, your eyelids are totally locked shut as if heavy lead weights were attached to them, keeping them nicely closed. Your conscious mind is now asleep, your subconscious mind consuming and absorbing all my wonderfully delicious, erotic, hypnotic words. You are experiencing a perfect feeling of bliss. You are deeper than you ever thought it was possible to be. And this is all done by the power of my sexy, alluring, enchanting voice. You are so very deeply under my sweet spell now. The strength of my voice is so strong. You can feel everything I say affect your body in an erotic way. Just the thought of my voice is erotic. You can feel my warm, delicious essence wrapping around your entire being and mind. I am here with you now.
Delicious.
You can feel my warmthness touching, tickling, teasing your entire being, can't you? Yes, I knew you could. You feel so content and aroused with this thought.
You are so content.
not wanting to fight these feelings, rather letting go completely. That's right, let go completely, my love, my pet. Let me do all the thinking for you. Yes, it's so delicious. Not having any thoughts, just letting my sexy voice and essence take care of you. With my virtual leash wrapped around your body, I'm going to take you on a trip. Come with me. Come on. We will begin by walking with one another through a dark corridor. You can see a fire in the distance. The floor is cold against your feet. Come with me. That's right. As we approach the entrancing fire in the center of the room, you can hear a woman giggle from somewhere within the room. I look down at you and notice just how aroused you are becoming.
You know what you're in for, don't you? You know what you're in for, don't you? You know what you're in for, don't you?
As we reach the room, you see before you a long rope, a large velvet chair, and a mysterious box. I motion for you to stand towards the wall. With a fluid and entrancing motion, I grab the long rope and begin to walk towards you. Now, my pet, this is no ordinary rope. It possesses special powers, and you see when the rope touches your skin, it produces the most incredible sexual urges that you have ever felt before. You watch me as I approach you with the end of the long rope swaying back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. I am now close enough to you and begin to wrap your feet together. As soon as the rope touches your skin, you feel an incredible urge to come. The urge grows as I tighten the coil around you, moving up to your ankles, your calves, your thighs, and over your erect cock. I tie your arms together tightly to your chest and coil the rope all the way up to your neck. The urge to come now is almost unbearable, but you cannot come. I have not received my pleasure yet, my pet. I tie a tight knot around your chest, and you are unable to move any muscles. Yet you feel the most aroused you have ever felt. Your skin is on fire. Your cock is throbbing with excitement now, but you cannot come, pet. As I turn around, you can now see a figure of another woman. The one that you assume was giggling. This woman is wearing soft see-through panties. They are tinted slightly black. Of course, being so dirty and so fucking turned on, you look at her panties and can see the outlines of her delicious pussy lips. I briefly walk behind a curtain in the opposite side of the room. You can see my silhouette as I slowly undress and get into something more comfortable. I emerge wearing leather, knee-high lace-up boots, a sexy thong complementing my perfectly round ass, and a black bra. The straps on my bra look as if they are about to snap, carrying the heavy load of my large, round, heavy tits. As you helplessly admire me, you longingly gaze as I walk over to the other woman and whisper into her ear. Giggling, I push my long blonde hair away from my entrancing face and shift my eyes at you. You wonder what I am saying to this other woman. You can feel yourself flushed. Why am I giggling, you think to yourself, as my electric blue eyes are staring right into yours. I slowly begin to lick her neck with my hot tongue, teasingly, and I move towards her mouth. We begin to thrust our tongues into each other's mouths, tasting each other, savoring every moment. You would do anything to touch us, but you can't. Remember, you are a bit tied up at the moment. You watch as we slowly take each other's bras off, one clasp at a time. With each clasp undone, your cock begins to throb harder. With each clasp undone, your breathing intensifies. With each bra clasp undone, you fall deeper and deeper and deeper under my control. You can now see our perfect nipples are very erect, just as erect as your cock is now. You watch us play with each other's large, perfect, heavy breasts. I whisper once again into her ear. She nods and dips her head down and begins to tickle, tease, taste, suck, lick, and nibble all over my nipples and tits. You long for this to be your tongue. You move in an attempt to escape the rope. But the more you struggle, the tighter the knot becomes. And the more the knot becomes tighter, the more aroused your cock becomes. I now sit down in that lovely large chair. The other woman obediently kneels between my legs, giving me a look of utmost desire. I sink down into that warm, comfortable chair. wrapping one of my long, curvaceous legs on top of one of the arms, spreading my legs open nice and wide. I reach down and begin to pet her head, cooing to her. And although you are too far away to hear just what I am saying, you know I'm giving her instructions. I grasp her head with both of my hands and draw her right in between my smooth, silky tan legs. Her hand moves behind her back. Using only her teeth, she pulls my thong down, exposing my aching hard clit and wet, bare, pink, dripping, oozing pussy. You can hear her kiss my pussy, her lips against my lips. She traces her hot, pink tongue delicately over my aching clit and begins to lick in circles, around and around and around she goes. The more you watch her use her tongue on my clit, the more you yearn to be the one pleasing and serving me. The tighter the rope's becoming, the more aroused you are becoming. She slowly extends her tongue down further to my sweet pussy hole. First using just the tip of her tongue and darting it into me. You watch helplessly as I arch my back and grab onto the locks of her hair and pull her face into me. And into me she goes. Her tongue begins to thrust deeper into me. You can hear me moan with excitement and pleasure. In and out. Out and in. In. I watch you now and grin with delight, knowing exactly how I am making you feel as the other woman begins to tongue fuck me with an intense pace, swallowing, eating, tasting all my sweet pussy juice. Her face becomes drenched with my wetness. She is going faster and faster until I cannot help to scream out in pleasure. You are on the very edge of coming now. Your cock is throbbing deliciously hard under the bonds, my magical bonds. That rope, you can feel the sticky wetness of pre-cum. Loads and loads and loads of pre-cum. You want to come, oh, so bad. It's so hard to resist. I have not given you permission yet. And like a good pet, you will obey. And unmoving, it takes all your focus not to come. Instead of coming, you watch. You know that I like that you are watching me. You know that I like how mercilessly I am teasing you. You know that I like to know just how weak I am making you. Watching the other woman now, she licks takes and swallows all my remaining wetness and smiles up to me. I smile back and pat her on the head. What a good pet she is, you think to yourself. When Goddess Desiree relaxes you, your whole body is aroused. When you are under Goddess Desiree's control, you are aroused. When you obey and please Goddess Desiree, you are aroused. Goddess Desiree owns you. You are Goddess Desiree's sweet pet. How bad. You wish it were you. I stand up from my chair and motion for her to sit in my warm spot. You watch my hips sway back and forth, back and forth, as I teasingly, tauntingly, walk over to that mysterious chest on the ground. As I bend over to see what's inside, you see how perfectly round my ass is. So perfect. As I bend over in front of you, what could I possibly be looking for? My lovely ass sways from side to side, teasing you. Your urge to come grows even stronger. As I slowly stand up, you see that I have a large, double-sided dildo in my hand. Now, what can I do with this? I walk over to my special girl, lift both of her legs over the arms of the chair, and begin to slap that large dildo on her face, her tits, down to her stomach, over her clits, and then slowly begin to slide it inside of her. Yes, first slowly, and then I increase the speed. You can hear how wet she is. You can hear her juices lubing up the massive dildo. You only wish that this was your cock. I begin to increase my pace, faster and faster now, in and out. In and out, out and in. She cries out to me that she's just about to come. She begs me for sweet release. Goddess Desiree, oh my goddess, goddess, please let me come for you. Let me give you all of me, please. I crave to, I desire to, I need to please Goddess. I love having her in this sweetly torturous position, just like you are, tied up with my magical rope. And instead of allowing her release, I motion for her to get on the floor. She crawls down obediently. Her nipples are as hard as diamonds. I sit down across from her and begin to insert the large dildo, still hot from her hole, back in, starting with just the tip of it. I straighten the dildo out and do the same to myself, inserting just the tip of the dildo into my bare pink pussy. That feels so good. So fucking good. I begin to push my pussy down on the dildo until it's as deep as I can get it to go. I instruct my special girl to do the same until slowly the whole dildo has disappeared between us. Mm-hmm. Our hot pussies are touching each other's. Ooh. We begin to fuck each other rhythmically and slowly, each motion with a purpose. You can hear a slight moan every time our pussies touch. Your cock is going wild with excitement right now. You can feel your dick throbbing, and even more pre-cum is dripping off the tip of your head. You watch and absorb us. You can hear us moan as our pussies are tightening around the dildo. You hear the slapping of our pussies against each other. The pressure of orgasm is building up inside of me. You hear us both cry out in total ecstasy as our pussies tighten around the dildo and we come very hard. You hear our juices flying out as we are both in a total sexual bliss. You love watching your goddess orgasm. You long to have one of your own, but you cannot get at your cock to touch it. My special girl vanishes from the room, and I walk towards you like a huntress stalking her prey. My pussy still dripping wet. I inch towards you and do something completely unexpected. I push my body against you and enwrap you in a warm, delicious hug. You can feel my warmthness even through your bonds. You can feel my hard nipples poking against your chest. You can feel my sweet hot breath against your neck. You can smell my sex. With one hand, I reach down and touch your cock. Almost instantaneously, you want to come. But you know that I haven't allowed you that sweet delight yet, my pet. Waves and waves of electric, erotic pleasure are crashing into your whole body and being. I feel the pressure. I feel your urge. Shall I let you come tonight, my love? You have been such a good pet. I just love it when you watch me. I don't know. Do you deserve it? Tell me. Beg me to let you come. Say, please, Goddess Desiree. Please let me come. Please let me come. Please, oh my Goddess, please, please, please. Please let me come for you. Go ahead, say it. That was pretty good. But I'm gonna let you squirm for tonight. I'm going to allow you that delicious feeling of edging. It's as if your whole body is on the verge of an immensely gratifying orgasm. I'm going to allow you to be completely and utterly consumed and obsessed with your goddess Desiree. I'm going to allow you that delicious feeling of edging, your whole body tingling. And you know that when you do come, it's going to be so good. Still tied up, You watch me as I release you from my sexy embrace, and I begin to exit the room. I walk down the corridor, and you watch my perfectly round ass sway back and forth, back and forth. You can hear my words from afar. I'm going to count from 10 to 1. As I count, you will hear the rope unravel with each number I speak. And when I reach the number 1, you will awaken. Your cock will be very erect and urging to come. But you will obey Goddess Desiree and not come. When you awaken, you will feel an unresistible urge to spoil and make me happy, and you know just what to do, my pet. 10. You feel the knot untangle from around you. 9. It slowly moves off your neck and down your back. 8. It slowly moves over your arms and unravels itself. 7. Your feet feel free as the rope releases them and falls to the floor. 6. Your body slowly becomes lighter. 5. You can feel your arms and legs and movement spreading throughout your body. 4. You can feel your chest and shoulders becoming much less heavy, and now you can move them. 3. Your head is now very nimble and able to move. 2. Your eyelids slowly unlock. 1. Your eyes are open and you are totally awake with a very erect penis.